That'll be affecting Alabama's weather today, tracking from Mississippi across North Alabama. Look for scattered to numerous showers today, maybe a few thunderstorms, a few tropical downpours at times. Can't rule up a spin-up tornado in a situation like this. Winds out of the east at 12 to 18 and gusty. Could be some higher gust. High today 82, tonight's low 60. Tomorrow, I think beta is out of here. A small risk of an isolated shower, perhaps, with a high temperature up to about 83, but a better day tomorrow. Mid-80s on Saturday. I think we're primarily dry. There could be a stray shower Sunday, but, you know, the chances are small and we'll be in the 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at Brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. An investigation is underway in West Alabama after a newborn baby was found in a garbage bag at a Demopolis hospital. Demopolis Police Chief Rex Flowers says this happened at Brian Whitfield Regional Hospital this past Friday. He says the baby appeared to be okay when it was found. Montgomery police have arrested three suspects in connection to an armed robbery at Auburn University at Montgomery. Two of the suspects are also now charged in an armed robbery at Halcyon Park Apartments. And Alabama's confirmed coronavirus case count is now over 132,000. The Alabama Department of Public Health reports close to 9,400 of those cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say more than 2,300 people have died. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Shop the end of summer clearance sale at Cafco Outlet. Save 35 to 75% off on selected home decor and gift items. Take advantage of sale pricing on fall ribbons and silk bushes. Christmas trees, wreaths, ribbons, and ornaments are on sale 20 to 50% off the original prices. Wreath makers, we have a tremendous selection of ribbon, mesh, and signs you will love. And new items are arriving daily. Your best deal is at Cafco Outlet, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. Starting at only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And because it's on sale now for only $22.99, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Just to show you how sharp our audience is, Tommy sent me this thing. The U-Haul that was rented in Louisville was rented by Holly Zoller of the Louisville Bell Initiative, a Soros-funded operation. And the reporter actually called her and talked to her. Let's go to the phones. Go to our good friend, the one and only John Williams.
You know, you're right about that, the one and only. I don't think the world could use two of me.
There you go. I want to tell you something. I was with Old Navy, who was the winner. He said, Dan, what he said about that hill is absolutely true. And you remember he had that big old Ram.
Yes,
he did. He said, I was even scared of my Ram going down. hill in that thing.
Nice truck, too. Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. It is quite a hill out there. You know, I tell you, we do a lot of things at Mortgage Corporation of the South, and I'll get right on into it because I got a lot to cover in a short amount of time here. A couple of things. Folks, if you live in the 36092, 36093 zip code up here in the Wetumpka area, which is where we're located, in this area, if you have a house to sell, make no mistake about it, we buy houses. We haven't really talked about that much on the show. But we do buy houses because on one end we have people waiting on houses, and on the other end we have people that are selling houses. So we buy quite a number of houses up here. Also, we buy mortgages as well. Let's say that one of you out there have sold a property to somebody, and you're acting as the mortgage company. In other words, they're making payments to you. If you'd like to go ahead and just, you know, finish up on that and get your money now and not have to take it monthly, you know, down the line, there's a very good chance we may buy that mortgage from you. And then we'll be the mortgage company instead of you. You get your money and go on to the beach or the island or wherever you want to go. That's another one of the things we do. So we make you an offer on a house if you've got one to sell, or we can buy a mortgage if you have one to sell. Also, where we really shine is we make loans to folks to buy houses, to refinance them, whether it's a home, a mobile home with land, or even an automobile. We're a full-service mortgage and loan center. And the great thing about this, everything that goes on up here and we tump on this hill, is that you do not have to have perfect credit in order to do business with us. So you can come in and buy a house, you got good credit, that's fine. You can buy a house with us. You know, if you have less than perfect credit, maybe if you got some equity in something else. Bottom line, we try to work it out. If you need to get a loan to refinance or buy, we're here for you. Been doing business almost 26 years. Mortgage Corporation of the South, MCS, the Mortgage and Loan Center, on top of the mountain in Wetumpka. Call us at 567-9000 is our number, 567-9000. 567-9000. Company NMLS number is 232-876, and we are designated as an equal housing lender.
I love the way you say MLS.
That is it, sir.
I love that. Ashley called me yesterday and told me what you told her.
What did I tell her? I think I made it very clear to her what she needed to do.
She conveyed that to me perfectly.
Yes, and I meant every word of it.
And I got her those documents ASAP. She called me, got my signature on them today. So hopefully we get that ball rolling.
Man, that is great. That is great. I appreciate all you do and everything, the show, and all the nice folks out there that's called on MCS already. We've been able to refinance a lot of folks' houses, homes, and give them lower rates and just all kind of good stuff.
Well, I like you because you're making my audience happy, my friend.
Yep. Do you want to take a go ahead and do a little? Did y'all get anybody register for
Absolutely. We're ready. We're ready to draw right now. Hit it, Joey.
Debbie,
you need to call me at 272-9228 so I can hook you up for your Mortgage Corporation of the South $50 gift card. So, Debbie, give me a buzz. John, I'll pass her information to you as soon as I hear from her.
Dan, thank you so much. Keep up the great work. I love your show and all the information you provide. It's just so wonderful. It's real news, and I tell you, it's just great. So I'm going to keep listening, and y'all have a great rest of the day, okay?
Thanks, John. You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's go to George. George, sorry for the delay.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Is it Emerson or Thoreau that said a man leads a life of quiet and lonely desperation?
I'm a little light on the late sounds, romantics. I don't know.
Sounds like, but go ahead.
Have you not heard that quote?
I've heard it, but I don't know who to attribute it to.
Well, that, I can relate to that, okay, but that's not why I called. Why I called is, last night, I was the hero, not the man with quiet desperation.
How'd you do that?
I went down the Troy Highway. I bought four chicken Welcome Home Dan plates.
Were those things not incredible?
And some dessert. And my kids thought I was, well, my grandson and my son and the wife thought I was the biggest hero ever.
I want to tell you something.
Best chicken ever.
That chicken, what size did you get?
We got four different plates. So there was the vegetables and there was the, let's see, the Oh, man, there were about 10 of them. There was a salad, there was a slaw that was spicy.
They're baked beans, right? That's what I got.
Baked beans was one of the things we got, but everybody loved it and was sneaking off each other's plates, and the dogs were looking at us. But it was our welcome home Dan dinner.
There you go, George. I did that. I went down there yesterday, got it, got my heating pad, got home, opened a Corona, watched the news, watched the Braves win, by the way. And I told Joey, after I finished that chicken and the Corona, I felt so much better.
And George, it was Henry.
It doesn't get much. It was Thoreau, I think, in Walden Pond. But anyway, I just want to tell you how much we enjoyed that at the Sweet Creek, and a lot of that was because of you. I wouldn't have gone unless they said it was a welcome home Dan special dinner. You know, I probably just would have gone home the easier way. But I enjoyed it, and just wanted to let you know that. Oh, she said a lot of people have come in saying they want the welcome home Dan plate.
That is great.
Well, isn't that cool?
Well, I'm so glad you did that. Thank you, George.
Okay, buddy.
I appreciate your friendship.
All right.
It was good. If you didn't get it, you missed out on something. I forgot. And the way they cook that chicken, it's just, ooh, the skin and the barbecue sauce. Nobody gets hurt. Okay, so we're not through with Ben Crumpton yet. I know. One more time. Let's keep going with Ben.
Yeah, and that's what I keep thinking. I keep thinking about the family today, Ben, and how they're processing their grief while they are still calling for peace. It's not okay that two Louisville police officers were shot in the streets. Luckily, they're going to be okay. But how is the family processing their grief? They're awarded $12 million. So on some level, somebody thought that they had been wronged in this particular case. And to have no charges, nobody held accountable for the death of their daughter.
You know, Gayle King, that is the hard thing. The civil settlement was very significant on many fronts. It set a precedence for systematic reform and speaking to the value of black women's lives in society. However, as Tamika Palmer says, she wanted accountability, these officers to be held accountable, so it would serve as a deterrent so we can prevent future Breonna Taylors. She is trying to define the legacy of her daughter in the chaos of all of this, and she really wants that legacy to be to prevent these unjustifiable killings of people of color with nobody being held accountable.
I hope the real truth comes out about this. He is such an ambulance chaser. Final part, I promise, final part of Ben Crumpton.
Ben, yesterday the Attorney General for the first time said that they had a witness who claimed that the police announced themselves before they went in. We had not heard that before. Had you heard that before?
We had heard that before, but I want to put this in proper perspective. Our legal team have 12 witnesses, 12 neighbors that say they did not hear the police knock and announce. And this alleged witness that they keep presenting, he apparently gave two previous interviews where he said he didn't hear the police knock and announce.
Exactly.
So if Daniel Cameron only presented his perspective and didn't present the other 12 neighbors, then he has unilaterally made a decision on whether or not Breonna would ever get due process, whether she would ever get justice, and that is not right.
Yeah, I guess the guy walks around with a flamethrower attached to his back. Because he seems to always just be trying to incite stuff. Just get things going here. Unbelievable. Okay. Let me move into kind of a different subject here. What does Julian Assange do in his spare time? Make babies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought he was going to play with his cat or something.
And make babies. Listen to this story here.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is in a London courtroom this morning fighting against a return to the U.S. More than 160 current and former world leaders and other lawmakers have sent a letter to Britain's prime minister. They want the extradition hearing to be stopped and for Assange not to be sent to the U.S., where, of course, he faces espionage charges over the release of secret government documents. You may recall it was a big deal. This morning, we're also learning about children Assange fathered under extraordinary circumstances. And our Elizabeth Palmer spoke with their mother, a lawyer for Assange, who is also now his fiancée.
It's the same one.
It's the same one, is it? You love that one.
I try to give them as normal a feeling of a family as I can. And I want them to just see our love and their father's affection to the extent that we can.
But little Gabriel and Max have rarely seen their father. The revered and reviled Julian Assange, founder of WikiLeaks. He's been in hiding, or as he is now, in jail, since before they were born. Currently, he's battling extradition to the U.S., where he's charged with conspiracy to hack a Pentagon computer and using WikiLeaks to publish thousands of classified documents.
My work will not be cowed.
Assange argues it was in the public interest.
These two little kids, they look like mini Julian Assange. I mean, they really do. The hair, everything. Really was something. But let's keep going. I want you to hear how this whole thing got started.
Stella Morris met Assange a decade ago when she joined his legal team. And then they became lovers.
What went through your mind when you decided to get pregnant with this very controversial public figure?
Well, he was the man I wanted to start a family with. And I was 33. And we decided, you know, let's live our lives.
Easier said than done. For 7 years, Assange was a fugitive, holed up in Ecuador's embassy in London. As his lawyer, Stella could visit, and in spite of all the scrutiny, they managed to keep their relationship secret.
We found ways to be private. We had a tent in his room that we put, you know, fairy lights in and...
A tent?
A tent, yeah. We had a, you know, like a camping tent.
Was that so even if there were cameras, they wouldn't be able to see?
Right, yes.
Then, last year, Assange was dragged out of the embassy and jailed while a judge considers the extradition.
Why should Julian not be extradited to the U.S.?
There's no way Julian will face a fair trial in the U.S.
Okay. So he goes to the folks at the Ecuador embassy. Psst, you got a tent. Where's a pillow? Maybe a sleeping bag. I'm going to do some camping. This story cracked me up. Okay, so attorney, I mean, so, yeah, this is the guy I want to have my children with. Come on, let's go get in the tent. Oh, man, did you see what it looked like when they took him out?
Oh, yeah, when they finally arrested him.
Man, he looked like the guy that had been in hiding in the alley for like a month and a half.
And this is a crazy case because I know Mike Pompeo has spoken on this, and the U.S. has always maintained he's a non-state intelligence agency. When they got to be careful because, you know, you're going to start locking up reporters for putting out classified information. There's... Maybe how he got it could be the issue, but there's a certain fuzzy line here I don't love in this case.
But you got to love the tent.
Oh, yeah.
You got to love the tent.
Yeah, I feel fine about that.
Okay. Let's continue on.
Going public now when Assange could be looking at decades of U.S. prison time is a calculated emotional appeal to the British court.
Oh. So are you hoping that the sight of your two beautiful children and the news that he's got a loving, stable relationship will factor in his not being extradited?
Well, I think the court has to deal with the reality that he has a family in the U.K.
He also has a history. Former colleagues who call him a liar and an egomaniac, and allegations that he colluded with Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election, something he denies.
What do you tell the kids about Daddy?
I tell them that Julian is a hero, and they speak to him every day.
Whatever the courts decide, Stella Morris stands by her man.
A lot more happening in the Ecuadorian embassy in London than suspected, awesome. Right?
Tents are rocking, don't come a-knocking. Quite the family resemblance there as well.
Yes, exactly.
Very the kids call it ride or die. She's definitely ride or die for Julian Assange. He has somebody he can count on for
the other side of Julian Assange.
Exactly.
oh, that talk back was cringe.
If the tent is rocking, don't come and knock it.
Well, I think the kids call it ride or die.
Okay, so you remember he was seeing Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
How did that fit into the equation?
Well, you know, we could imagine a few scenarios.
You think the tent was big enough to hold her?
Yeah, and you can buy pretty big tents these days.
I could say something, but I won't. Gonna be back. Demo show after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrena dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now, I've got squirrels to chase. See ya.
See the full line of Nutrena products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
Congratulations to Clark's RV Center, serving Central Alabama for over 10 years. You know, Clark's RV Center is a travel trailer and fifth wheel dealership in Millbrook, located right there on the Alabama River Parkway. Their showroom is stocked with the newest Coachman, Dutchman, and Forest River units. And Clark's has beautiful new and pre-loved units to sell. And they are social distancing as well. Hey, don't be the person that should've when you could've. Open Monday through Saturday for all your RV supplies.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
It's the 10 best days of fall, the 67th Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th. It kicks off Friday, October 9th, with a salute to our veterans, sponsored by Sam's Club. Active military and retired admitted free with proper ID. This year, due to the COVID crisis, there will be no indoor concerts, but plenty of great local and regional bands playing nightly on our outside stage. Enjoy the Midway with its rides and games, plus all the entertaining outdoor shows like the circus, along with the agricultural exhibits. October 12th is school day. All students, kindergarten through high school, get in for $5 and ride wristbands are just $15. Sponsored by Daryl Bailey and the Montgomery County DA's office. For information on admission requirements during the crisis along with a daily schedule, visit alnationalfair.org or download the fair app from your app store. Advanced tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. The Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th, presented by the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama and Pepsi.
The Alabama National Fair.
Derek Policy and Clearback Policy in effect. All state, local, and CDC requirements strictly enforced.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1. WACV.
.27292228, that's where we are. Don't forget, we have two drawings here, Mortgage Corporation of the South, plus Sweet Creek Farm Market. Do that tomorrow, 2:30 to 2:45. If you miss the chicken half, you really missed something. $7.50, that was a bargain. Let's go to the phones and go to Steve-O. Steve, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan, I'm glad to have you back on deck.
How's the captain doing?
Well, the captain told me to give you his regards and that he had wished you a speedy recovery, and he's got a fresh bottle waiting on you.
All right. That's my kind of guy.
Hey, in regards to the, you know, the shooting in Louisville, I mean, that is a tragic set of circumstances, and it's just tragic what happened, but so many children have been shot in crossfire and stray bullets across this country, in cities, and multiple children in Chicago. But there's nobody getting New Orleans. Yep. There's no protest for them.
Black lives only matter if a white person shoots them.
And especially if it's a law enforcement officer.
Yep.
And, you know, nobody ever runs a story, including Fox News, CNN. No one ever runs a story and does front page billing anymore of a law enforcement officer saving a child's life. Or putting themselves in harm's way for children. And it occurs across this country.
All the time.
But it just doesn't fit the narrative anymore. It used to, and they would feature those stories. But, you know, now we're the evil empire. But serving warrants, Dan, I mean, like that, they're high-risk situations, and bad things can happen. And you know, you try to train law enforcement officers the best you can, but they're humans. And when the bullets start flying, and the first harmful event in that deal in Louisville was the individual firing his weapon.
Right, through the door, and hitting an officer.
Exactly. And I don't know if you remember a few years back, there were three Birmingham police officers killed. They'd gone on early morning to serve right after they got on duty. And I knew one of them and attended all three of their funerals. But they'd gone to serve a misdemeanor domestic violence warrant.
Was this the one that was set up?
Yeah, the guy had an SKS, and he was in the back part of the house. And you know, one of the officers went to the front door and couldn't get anybody to the door. And then the other officers had gone to the rear to cover the rear. And then the door slowly opened, and as it opened, he could see the hallway, and then the individual popped out of a bedroom with an SKS, shot him. He went down. Another officer ran in and shot him. And as he was trying to crawl towards the door for safety, the assailant walked up and shot him in the back of the head.
Man.
Killed three police officers within a matter of seconds just serving him this. And that's how volatile those situations can become.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, you know, you can do all the training in the world, but you can't control the variables. And you can't control when somebody decides, okay, I'm going to fire on an officer attempting to serve a warrant. And bad things are going to happen. And is it justified? No. But you either need to change the laws and say, okay, we're not going to serve any more warrants, and let, you know, the bad guys run them up, or either you're going to have to say, okay, we're going to look at each case individually and try to identify what happened, just like with a plane crash, and try to learn from it, but not villainize the whole group of pilots for trying to go out there and do their job.
Yep.
You have a good day, Dan.
Always a pleasure. You tell the captain I said hi.
For sure. Talk to you later.
Bye. Jim? Welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Howdy, Dan.
How are you?
Pretty good. Boy, I had to laugh out loud, Dan, when you're talking about the tent there. For some reason, the first thing that came into my mind was the National Lampoon Vacation with Clark Griswold. I'm going to go for it, honey. You remember the scene in the tent?
I do remember that.
Oh, boy, that's a bizarre, that's probably one of the most bizarre stories of all the weird things that happened this year. That's probably one of the most bizarre I've heard.
I know. I couldn't help myself. I had to share that with you guys.
I mean, who would get on and talk about something like that? But, and you know, that last night they were, or yesterday afternoon, the guy, the AG for Kentucky came on and explained that that the officers, that they did announce themselves, and they did knock, and they had a witness on stuff. But it didn't matter a bit to the mainstream media, because 2 hours later, Chrissy Hayes comes on there and says the exact opposite. I mean, like, they just ignored what that guy said, and they had their story, and they don't care what it was. You know?
Yep.
They just broke in.
The narrative.
Yeah, I mean, so how can you believe anything that's on these news broadcasts? It's just disgusting. But one more thing real quick. The thing with the Supreme Court justice pick. Yeah. Somebody put something up about the Supreme Court justices. Majority of them are Catholics. If you pull up the list, a lot of them are Catholics.
Okay.
And you didn't hear anything about them, anybody bringing that up about any of those. I don't recall. John Roberts is a Catholic. But they're going to grill this. You know, if this person gets picked, they're going to just grill her about being a Catholic. I can guarantee you.
About her religion. Yeah.
And what if she was a Muslim? What do you think they would do?
They would not say a thing.
Yeah, not a word, not a peep. So it's just the hypocrisy is just unbelievable. But that's the world we live in, so.
And it goes on, doesn't it?
Yep, but I believe Trump will prevail. It's kind of imploding on them right now. Nothing's kind of working out like they hoped it would. So I see him yesterday and his huge crowd, people cheering, and then I see old Sleepy Joe with about, what, they had some kind of a black entrepreneurship thing or whatever. There was like six people there.
I know, so that was pretty bad.
I mean, that is pathetic. What was that film, that the Sunnydale Retirement Home? What?
It wasn't good.
All right, Dan, will you hang in there, man?
Always will. Jim, thanks for the telephone call. Let me go to a break. I'll be back, Kyle, right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's that time of year again, where an afternoon thunderstorm can pop out of nowhere, bringing damaging winds and power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters and stoves no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/rebates. Now that's fuel for good.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we have worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
Hello, this is Chase, General Manager of Second Chance Auto Sales in the capital city of Montgomery, Alabama. When it comes to advertising our business, Blue Water Broadcasting is our number one choice. We have used Blue Water for several years, and they have definitely helped increase traffic into our business. I definitely recommend giving Blue Water a call for all your marketing needs.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's the remnants of Tropical Storm Beta that'll be affecting Alabama's weather today, tracking from Mississippi across North Alabama. Look for scattered to numerous showers today, maybe a few thunderstorms, a few tropical downpours at times. Can't rule up a spin-up tornado in a situation like this. Winds out of the east at 12 to 18 and gusty. Could be some higher gust. High today, 82. Tonight's low, 60. Tomorrow, I think Beta is out of here. A small risk of an isolated shower, perhaps, with a high temperature up to about 83, but a better day tomorrow. Mid-80s on Saturday. I think we're primarily dry. There could be a stray shower Sunday, but, you know, the chances are small and we'll be in the 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228 is where we are. Don't forget, Squeak Week Farm Market Gift Basket Drawing tomorrow. Morris Corporation South, do that on Thursday. You can get in today. We'll do the drawing next Thursday. And that was Rich Thomas talking about weather. You know, a week from tomorrow, the low is going to be 48 degrees.
I love it.
You're into that?
No, this is my favorite time of year. I was telling Rich this morning, once we get out of hurricane season and we get into fall proper, football,
change.
Yeah, it's just, I like the way it feels, too. It's not the bitter cold of winter. Not like we really have bitter colds around here. But
yeah, we can. But, I bought some chili made for us, chili for this weekend.
Ooh, good idea.
I know. Let's go to Kyle. Kyle, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, speaking of chili, you should try to get you some of those charcoal steaks and dice them up real small and use them with your chili meat. Man, I tell you what, add some texture to it, all right?
Where do you get that?
You can get them I don't get anything at Walmart as far as meat goes, but it's at Winn-Dixie, you know, up there in the meat case. They've got they're small. They're called charcoal steaks, and I think they're chuck, and they're cut into steaks. They're a little bitty, but you take them and you dice them up, and they make, man, they make real, real good texture for your chili.
Ooh, I gotta try that.
Yeah. Let's think about what nobody's talking about is the inaction of these mayors and city councils, the long-term business repercussion, okay? Say you've got a entrepreneur has got the guts enough to go, okay, I'm gonna take my livelihood and we're gonna open a storefront. Now, is that entrepreneur gonna look at Seattle? No, he's not looking at Seattle. He's not looking at all these places where the Democrats won't do anything. Okay, he's not looking at those places to open up anymore. And so, because he's got an analytical mind, he's thinking, okay, if I go here and I open up, what are the chances of me not getting any kind of city support, city services, if in fact something breaks out like that? Okay, so then you've got your Chamber of Commerce people that are nutty because they're trying to do everything they can to get businesses in. And the mayors and the city councils are doing everything they can to drive businesses out. I mean, holy smoke. You know, the long-term repercussions of the people in Oregon not doing anything for over 100 days, that's not going to be, you know, a month or two. That's going to be years before they can build that back.
Yeah, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, New York, New York City, New Jersey.
Right, and see the people that they're alienating by not taking action. Oh, they're pacifying the you know looters, but they're alienating the people that are the backbone of the economy, the small business owner, the entrepreneur that has scraped up enough money to go, okay, I'm going to open a franchise and I'm going to put it in the best spot I can. That guy's now rethinking his livelihood. He's rethinking. He's going, you know what? I got $500,000 I can spend, but I don't know if I'm going to open that franchise in Seattle like I was going to.
Yeah, they're going to go to Texas.
Yeah, absolutely. He's going to go to Texas. And so, you know, these politicians, they just need to rethink their, you know, they need to rethink their policy. They need to rethink what they're doing. And then now, if you get an entrepreneur, my thing was, okay, I'm going to open a storefront. I got to put in bulletproof glass and idiot-proof facade on my storefront to open up. Now what's going to cost me $500,000 is going to cost me, you know, $750,000 because I got to idiot-proof the front of my store. You know, all those things are long-time business repercussions that pacifying these idiots is going to tear down those business centers. And that's just bizarre to me how they would do that.
Well, what happens, they think like Democrats, and they'll never come up with the fact that they're the ones who cause the problem. It's always going to be somebody else's fault.
That's right. That's right. And you see, those people that are entrepreneurs, some of them may be Democrats, but those people aren't going to depend on the government like the Democrats want them to do. That's not in an entrepreneur's mindset. You see what I'm saying? He doesn't go to the government for, you know, for aid and help and things like that. An entrepreneur gets out there and gets after it and gets it done himself. And so the two schools of thought are contradictory.
Absolutely agree. Let me tell you something. People are leaving New Jersey, New York. They're going to Florida. They're going to Texas. They're leaving California, leaving Washington, leaving Oregon. Because those guys are, frankly, nuts.
Oh, absolutely they are. And, you know, the charges that they charge, you know what? It costs $4,000 to hang a shingle in California. Even to get your dadgum business license, it costs $4,000 just to get your business license. That's insane.
That is.
I mean, that's absolutely insane. And then they do, like they do here in Wetumpka, then they'll base it, that's your baseline money, but then you it depends on how much you're going to make. So the next year, it's going to be the $4,000 plus what you make on top of that. So like they do here in Wetumpka, it's only $200 then plus what I make on top of that. But $4,000, you know, you gotta do a lot of business to do $4,000 to come up with just your business license. Yeah. And then all the other taxes that they come up with, just amazing. And you're exactly right. That's why they're going to places like Texas and Florida. And even we've even had quite a few companies, decent-sized companies, located here in Alabama. So, but that was just something that hadn't been discussed much, and I think it's pretty important to discuss.
I agree, Kyle. You have a great day.
All right, you too.
Thanks.
Thank
Peter Ducey on the Biden campaign in North Carolina. Listen to this.
Joe Biden's pitch to North Carolina voters isn't much about anything he's proposing. It's mostly that he's just not Trump.
Can you speak about the significance of North Carolina poll show and tight race here? What gives you the sense that you can win, and what do you have to do?
Donald Trump.
What about it?
Gives me the sense I can win.
Biden declined to say whether or not he's vetting any black women as potential Supreme Court nominees, and if he has a shortlist, he's not going to make it public. The campaign is not making the vacant court seat a marquee issue for now, focusing more on the economy, COVID-19, and racial injustice.
But the American people have all of a sudden, average people have gone, my Lord, holy mackerel, I didn't know it was this bad. A lot of them didn't know. A lot did. A lot didn't know it was this bad.
The Trump campaign argues, quote, black Americans don't have to imagine what the economy would be like under Joe Biden because they've already lived through it. The president holds narrow leads in two other battleground states. Arizona, he's up on Biden by one. And Florida, he's up on Biden by four, according to new ABC News Washington Post polls, as running mate Kamala Harris returned to Capitol Hill today. Harris still has not hosted a press conference since joining the ticket a month and a half ago. Today, she briefly touched on news about an indictment in the Breonna Taylor case.
I haven't read it fully yet, but there's no question that Breonna Taylor and her family deserved justice yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So I'll review it and then I can give you more.
2 weeks from tonight, she debates Mike Pence. 6 days from tonight, Biden debates Donald Trump.
I started to prepare, but I haven't gotten into it really heavily. I will beginning tomorrow.
Biden's events today were closed to the public. So as the campaign continues to add a lot more swing states to the travel schedule, in most cases, they are trying to reach persuadable voters without actually seeing them.
I know. Now what a campaign. News on 93.1. Demo show will be back after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on, tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
We got some interesting things from Ron Johnson when we get into next hour. And it's about Hunter Biden and some of the stuff he comes up with kind of makes you wonder what was going on during the Biden-Obama administration. And I'll get to Peter Strzok in that part. It's going to be interesting to watch this. Lindsey Graham is having kind of a hard time here. Lindsey Graham's going to weigh in on the Taylor case in Kentucky.
Okay, number one, shooting a police officer is not a protest. That's a crime.
Absolutely. We need to get further details about it. Nonetheless, and when you look at the, you know, there was rage in Louisville after it was announced that the grand jury would not indict anybody for her death. Do you understand the frustration?
Yeah, so you have three police officers that went to the grand jury. One was indicted for reckless endangerment, but murder is a specific intent crime, at least first-degree murder. You meant to kill this person with malice and forethought. I doubt if they knew Miss Taylor. I think they went into the wrong apartment, and things really got out of hand. So murder, I think, would be impossible to prove here. These police officers did not get up that day, that night, go in planning to murder Miss Taylor. Now, lethal force, the use of deadly force, has to be analyzed. Police officers are allowed to do it under certain circumstances. The grand jury heard the evidence. Two of the officers were not indicted. One was. And that is our legal process. The Attorney General of Kentucky is a very talented man, and the law was applied to the facts in this case. People don't like the outcome. I understand the frustration, but we can't be a country of mob rule. We can't just try people as a mob. We have to have a legal process, and it was used here.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Duke. Duke, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing good, my friend. And you?
I'm fine. I just wanted to thank you. I went down to Sweet Creek about 3 o'clock yesterday and got two of those chicken plates.
Weren't they great?
Yes, yeah, great. And also, the mums are huge, and they're about to start blooming, so I'll let your listeners know if they like mums. There's some big ones down there.
I saw those, and you're right. They're getting the pumpkins in, so corn stalks. And then the hay was coming in, but those mums are huge.
Yeah, I was going to buy some, but I'm going to win tomorrow, so I'm going to wait and take my $60 down there and buy them.
Are you already in?
Yeah, I'm in. I think April Marie, I got in with her before she left. But anyway, I'm enjoying the show. Have a good day.
Thanks, Duke.
All right.
You confirm that?
Yeah, he's in.
Okay, Lindsey Graham's going to talk about the nomination timeline. I have something to add to this.
Senator Graham, let's talk about the replacement for Justice Ginsburg. I know that you said yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, that you're looking to start a confirmation hearing the week of October 12th. Is that true? And can you tell us more about the timeline?
Well, I haven't released the timeline yet, but the earliest anyone's ever been had a hearing from the time of nomination to hearing was 10 days with Justice John Paul Stevens and I think Justice Berger. From the time he was nominated, the hearing was held, I think, within 10 or 12 days. We're looking at a time schedule like that. We're going to make sure that the Democrats get a chance to challenge the nominee, not abuse the nominee. We're going to try to let the American people look at this nominee. I think it's going to be a highly qualified woman who will impress the country. We're trying to make it a circumstance where you can learn about her, learn about the law, learn about the Senate. I want it to be meaningful. I want it to be challenging, but we're not going to let it become destructive as it was in Kavanaugh.
The president wants it done before November 3rd because of the tightness of the election and the role the Supreme Court could play. What are the odds of that happening?
My goal is to get the nominee through the committee process with a meaningful hearing, a probing hearing, get it to the floor in time for Mitch McConnell to process the nomination, get a final vote before the election. A 4-4 Supreme Court is not a good deal for America. We need a 9-person Supreme Court. And people wonder about the peaceful transfer of power. I can assure you it will be peaceful. Now, we may have litigation about who won the election, but the court will decide, and if the Republicans lose, we will accept that result. But we need a full court, and I think that's possible before the election. The committee will do its work. We'll be thorough, we'll be fair, but we'll be firm.
Okay, he said the fastest was 10 days. So if he does Saturday at 5, the 10th day, the first day after the 10 days would be October the 12th. Now, so if it runs October 12th through the 23rd, that means it'll be sent to the Senate the week of the 26th. Something I understand is going to happen here, which I think is really smart, and there's going to be two FBI agents assigned to the Judicial Committee. So the Democrats come out with somebody who says, well, she raped me at some party. Mm-hmm. Then the FBI agents are going to go in and do the interview and find out, is the person being factual or not? And I think that's going to slow a lot of hanky-panky stuff down. But that's a smart move on their part. So we could see a nominee somewhere in the week of the October the 26th, election being the next week on November the 3rd.
I think they're probably, if it's a female justice or a nominee, they'll probably go for the racism charge. The sexism maybe is, it's just not going to land as well.
Yeah, I think the religious part is where they're going to hit.
Too, yeah.
And there are quite a few Roman Catholics that are on the bench, but hers is like the dogma lives deep within you type thing. Now, I'm going to do something unusual here. We're going to go to cut number 4. This is Lindsey Graham and a plea for help for his senatorial seat.
What's going on? Your running mate has all of this money, millions of dollars. I don't remember that ever being the case. Your opponent in South Carolina. It's a tight race. It's a tough race. He has a lot of money. I'm reading in the state newspaper, this is anti-Lindsey Graham super PAC money?
Yeah. Well, no, it's Act Blue money. 48% of the people who gave money to Act Blue were unemployed in 2019. 4% of Win Red. This is a vehicle to get low-dollar donations. My opponent will raise almost $100 million, Ainsley, in the state of South Carolina. The most money ever spent in the history of the state on a Senate race was by me in 2014 when I spent $13 million. He raised $6 million from the time Justice Ginsburg passed away within 72 hours. And God bless Justice Ginsburg. We're celebrating her life. I appreciate waiting to Saturday to announce the replacement. But I'm being killed financially. This money is because they hate my guts. I stood in the way of Kavanaugh. I stood up for Kavanaugh at a time when they wanted to destroy his life, and I've dared to help President Trump, the unpardonable sin of a Republican. So the wrath of the left is coming down on me, but it's all of us. All of us are getting outraged. To those who are listening who want to help Republicans fight back, get on our websites, LindseyGraham.com. $5 or $10 goes a long way if enough people do it.
He does have a lot of problems here. That's a lot of money. I sent him $25 this morning, and I hope you'll do the same thing. I think it'd be great if we could reach out and help him kind of fight this stuff. We do not need to lose Lindsey Graham. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show, going to be back more after this.
Down from rats on up to riches.
The Dan Morris Show. Light shining with the heavenly grace. Help you right on by. Yeah.